Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Shira Berkowitz. They're the Senior Director of Public Policy and Advocacy at PROMO. They spoke about the importance of being inclusive when discussing the impacts of overturning Roe v. Wade and the ways that this decision could impact already vulnerable populations. Just as a note, this conversation took place after the draft decision was leaked, but before the official ruling was handed down. Here's Shira.
We've come a long way with our language in movement work and just in the public sphere. And when we talk about women's reproductive health versus people with uteruses reproductive health, we're making sure that we acknowledge that gender is a very expansive concept and that we are including and creating space for all of the people, for everybody to have space in this conversation or to know that their bodies belong here and that their bodies need this healthcare as well. The trans community has been so violently left out of health when it comes to practitioners and care physicians having the knowledge of how to provide comfortable, accessible care to our community. And organizations like PROMO have worked really hard to make sure that we're closing that educational gap for providers to being able to feel comfortable enough to talk about the bodies of patients with their patients. And we know that providers are already going to become more silent when the way that they know to practice best case accessible healthcare for their clients is illegal. We see that with trans healthcare already, trans youth healthcare often. They become more silent about being a provider of the best case care. And so they're going to become more inaccessible. The community itself are not going to know who to seek or which providers they're going to be able to seek. There's going to become even more stigmatization in seeking care in the community itself. And I think it's going to further exaggerate the gap in the transgender non-binary community, the whole umbrella of gender expansive and gender creative individuals for knowing who and how to seek care when the care that they need is illegal or if it becomes illegal. People that identify in our community that are going to be impacted by Roe even more so are also parts of our community that are already explicitly vulnerable in terms of health, poverty, and especially violence. Just knowing that the most vulnerable population of folks in Missouri alone or folks in the entire United States alone are going to be harmed at a disproportionate rate to the entire population of people with uteruses who are going to be impacted by Roe. Are going to be even more disenfranchised and having access to being able to live a healthy life.
That was Shira Berkowitz speaking about how overturning Roe versus Wade is going to impact the trans and non-binary communities. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Abigail Ruman. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.